audio you're about to indulge in was created by me, Snaky Smut. It was recorded by a consenting adult for consenting adults over the age of 18. If you are considered a minor, please do not consume my content as you have been warned. My audios are not to be rehosted, reshared, re-uploaded on any other platforms without my explicit permission. Thank you, and I hope you enjoy. I'm back. I swear. It's like the universe knows when I have something to do. Then suddenly it's, Dr. Frankenstein, we have a patient who's missing an arm. Or, oh, before you leave, this lady needs 6 stitches. Any other damn day and it's not even a scratch. I do detest emergency room work. I wish I could go back to more work, but after that unfortunate incident, I don't think they'd let me back in. Nevertheless. Hello? Am I talking to myself here? Igor?
Yes, mistress?
Oh, there you are.
I see the mistress has returned.
Yes, I'm back. I'm sorry it took so long. Today was not my day, but I was able to secure the last item that we needed. Who knew? I really didn't think it would take this much effort to really decide what I wanted in the perfect man, but it's all coming together now. This was the last piece we needed. A brain. And it's a good one, too. Although I haven't fully worked out if my perfect man is going to actually be able to use it without tons of teaching, but I have time. I have all the time in the world. And the other pieces have made it in?
Yes, mistress. There have been deliveries all afternoon.
Mm-hmm. Good. So let's go over the checklist again, shall we?
As you wish, mistress.
All right, let me just get my clipboard. So we had the cocks, plural, shipped in last week, right?
Cocks, yes, plural.
I know that I could have just gone with one, but I want a variety. I think it's more fun to have interchangeable cocks than just stuck with one. Because some days I want a big one. Some days I want a medium one, and some days I just want a soft one so that I can put it inside myself and warm it till it gets hard. Although, I do think that he'll be stiff most of the time, so...
Stiff as a board, mistress.
That's why we have this one. Okay, onwards. And we got arms in last week, and they're perfect. I like a nice, strong forearm, but nothing too muscly. And it looks like the ones that you got are perfect. I should get you a raise, because those were really nice.
Oh, thank you, mistress. That's very kind.
Okay, and torso.
Yes, mistress.
Let's see. Oh, that's nice. You know what they say. Dad bods are super in. And I have to agree, while it is nice to have someone super muscly and chiseled, I can't get over the fact that I just like a little soft and plush. I mean, he's already going to be kind of rigid, you know? At least until he unstiffens. I'm still working all of this out, but I assure you it's going to go off without a hitch. So, I'm enjoying this torso. It looks really good. I also like how it has a couple of little moles right there. That's a little character, don't you think?
Yes, mistress.
Okay, and let's see. Next on my list is... Oh, legs. Did the legs come in? I know they were coming all the way from... What's that city?
City, mistress? I think it's somewhere in Saskatchewan.
Oh, right. Surrey. You know, it is really hard to locally source all of this. I think that was the problem last time, is I was looking for raw materials in all the wrong places.
Yes, mistress.
All the wrong places. Much like my dating life. You know, Igor, I have heard that this is pretty unorthodox, but people have never, ever thought about how hard it is to date with my kind of job. I mean, I barely have any time as it is, and love is so tedious and boring. All I want is somebody to cuddle up on and fuck me senseless from time to time. I don't need all the extra emotions and, ugh, it's just too much. This is going to be perfect. This is going to be perfect because the man that I'm building isn't going to have that many feelings. And if he does, he's not going to know what to do with them.
Well, mistress, what man does understand feelings?
At least not for a while. And since I'm building him, I can go in and rewire things, if it comes to that. What I'm saying is, this is going to suit me to the ground much better. I don't have the capacity to love someone like they've tried to love me. I care too much about my job, about my work. My work is very important. And though nobody's going to know about this for a while, this is going to be my crowning achievement. Then they'll have to take me seriously. If I can do this, that means I can do this with anyone.
Oh, yes, mistress.
But that's besides the point now. I'll go back to that after this is done. Okay, so legs. Those are nice. We got the head in last week, and it has a couple dents, but it looks pretty nice, I gotta say. Where did you say you got that one from?
This head, mistress? Oh, well, this is the head, or formerly the head, of a college football player. It's hardly seen any use.
Oh, right. Good choice on that. I knew there was a reason why I picked you up off the side of the street to have you help me. You seemed like you just kind of got this stuff. Like you've done it before. But that's silly, right? Nobody's ever done this before. All right. And everything else is pretty minor details. Like I said, the brain. I snuck down to the morgue today, and I lifted this out of some, I don't know, scientist who had met a sticky end, if you know what I mean.
Yes, mistress?
But he's been in all the local papers, so, I mean, there's got to be something left up there, right? I thought about just picking any old brain, but then I thought about that time that we, you know, practiced this on the mice, and I gave it that mouse's brain that had a little bit of a problem, shall we say, and it wasn't good.
No, mistress. No more psychotic mice.
Yeah. We don't want that. What I want is my perfect little coin-operated boy. All I have to do is turn him on or electrocute him, and he'll be able to do everything that I've always wanted. Beyond that, I get to choose. He's not going to know what anal is or if I need to suck his dick. No, he'll be here to please me and nobody but me. All right, well, start getting everything ready. We only have 2 hours until dark, and that's about an hour away from when the storm's supposed to hit, according to my weather app. So, off you go. Go start getting things ready. We don't have all night.
I shall start work straight away, mistress.
All right. Everything's ready?
Yes, mistress.
And we got him, it, no, him. I want to have some kind of attachment to this thing that I'm making. Oh, my perfect man. Okay, so we have everything set as we needed it. I'm ready to hoist him up into the lightning when it strikes. My weather app says that it's only 5 minutes away. I'm starting to get kind of nervous. But what's life without a little nerves? Yeah? Okay, I've stitched him up. I think the last step is to put in the brain. So, hand me the forceps.
Forceps.
Thank you. And my scalpel.
Scalpel.
And I'll just cut along here. And here. Brain, please.
The brain, mistress.
Things I never thought I would say. And we'll just place it in like that. Sutures?
Yes, mistress. The herring or sutures, mistress.
Quickly, quickly. We don't have much time. Okay. Perfect. Okay, you can get rid of those now. All right. Oh. Just looking at him. He's perfect. You know, something I didn't anticipate. How much bigger he was going to be than me. And I gotta tell you, that makes me really weak in the knees. But I guess when you're putting so many different types of boy parts together, what you end up with is a really, really well put together man. Oh, this is going to be the best Halloween ever. All right. Places?
Standing by, mistress.
All right. You already put the fluid into the tank with him? Good. And it's the perfect temperature. Great. Okay. Go ahead. Open the skylight.
I seem to be struggling with the skylight, mistress.
No. Move. I'll do it. I don't want you to mess this up. This has to be perfect. You don't understand. It's been a year since I've gotten laid. My last boyfriend told me I was too obsessed with work. I stayed in the basement too long working on my weird projects. And I have to be honest with you, my pussy is dying, so to speak, to get fucked. So, as much as I want this to work for my brilliant mind and all of the good that it could do for the world and for me, most importantly, of course, is I need this to work. I need my perfect man. Okay, all right. Now, move aside. Go ahead and put the eels into the tank. By my calculations, with the force from the lightning and the added shock of the eels, it should give him enough jolt to get up and go. All right. Move back. Okay. This is it. Igor, press the button and hoist the monster into the air.
Hoisting away, mistress. Here we go. Would you like me to pull the lever, mistress?
Yes, I'm gonna pull the lever. It has to be at the perfect moment. The perfect strike. Or else he just gets barbecued. Alright. And here we go. Lighting up. Okay. Bring him down. Press the button and bring him down. Bring him down.
Lowering away now, mistress.
Oh, all those fools. They all said in medical school that I was crazy.
What do those medical school chumps know about anything, mistress? That's my fault.
Frankenstein, you're a loon. But no. Wait until they see what I've done, what I've created. All right, move back, move back.
As you wish, mistress.
I want to pull the blanket off of him. He's not moving. I don't even feel a pulse. But everything lit up. It wasn't supposed to... Do you hear that? It's a heartbeat. His cock twitched. Do you know what this means?
Yes, mistress, absolutely.
It's alive! He's alive! You're a freaking genius. Thank you, I know. I'm the brightest doctor of my generation. And my mother said that I was too crazy for med school. Look at me now.
I would never speak ill of the mistress's mother, but she always struck me as being a woman of very limited viewpoints.
Hello? Oh, you're beautiful. I'm... Well, it doesn't matter. It's not important. Oh, I'm your creator. That's it. Yes, you can face me. Oh, my gorgeous boy. Oh, you're beautiful. Oh, you're exactly how I thought you would be. Oh, careful. Not too fast. Oh, you're only a few minutes old. You have to get your bearings. You have to get your footing. That's what I'm here for. Don't worry. I'm going to teach you everything you need to know. Leave us. We need time alone.
So, I do get a day off? Marvelous.
Me and my perfect, special boy have to get so much better acquainted.
I'll leave you two crazy kids to get acquainted.
You're exactly the way I imagined you. Even more so, you're greater. When I was drawing you up in my notebook, when I was stitching together all of your parts, I knew you were going to be immaculate, the perfect male specimen, absolutely tailored to my specifications. But seeing you really here in the flesh, you're a sight to behold. What are you trying to say? It's okay. Words might be a bit hard right now. From the looks of it, so are you. Okay, take my hands. Oh, that's a good boy. Take my hands. Oh, and look. You absolutely eclipsed my hands. Oh, you're so much bigger than me. Okay, now we're going to stand up. Stand up. Oh. Oh. Well, I could climb you like a beanstalk. You're like a giant compared to me. That's it. I'll call you Jack. Because I can't wait to jack you off with my tight, warm, wet little pussy. And you are cold. I promise it's so much warmer in there. Yes, That's a good boy. You can touch my tits. I see that you've retained a little bit of your former brain power. You know where to put your hands, don't you? It's too hard. Too hard. No. I'm sorry. I know you don't know what you're doing. Here, let me take your hand and put it back on my breast. Okay. Just, yeah, like that. Just squeeze. Oh, yeah. Oh, I think I miscalculated how strong you were going to be. But yeah, that feels good. Okay. Should we try something else? Mm-hmm. That's right. Yes. Yes. Good. I remember to note that down for later. You're actually pretty smart. You catch on quick. This is good. Now, I'm gonna sit here on the table. And you're gonna stand there. Now, I want you to, here, let me have your hand. Put your hand here. Do you like that? Do you like how warm and wet it feels against your hand? And I like the way it feels too. Your hand. Feels just like a man's hands are supposed to feel. Rough and calloused, but not too much. Yeah, that's a good boy. Rub right there. Oh, that feels really good. You're so good at that. You're taking to it like you were born to it. Good boy. Yeah, you can touch my tip with that hand. Yeah, that feels good. And how about I put my hand here around your stiff and aching cock? I did a good job picking this one. Your cock is so perfect. You're gonna fit inside of me. So nicely. Yeah, you can move your hand there. Bad boy, you don't do that. Hey, stop it. Stop. Stop. What are you doing? Stop it. I'm your maker. I'm your master. You do what I tell you to do. I don't mind being choked and manhandled, but when I say so, do you understand me? Jack? Why are you looking at me like that? No. No, that's not a good boy. Stop it. Stop. No.
Stop! Stop! No! No! You can't do that! Oh! Oh no! Are you bending me over with a table? Stop! Oh, this isn't the way I wanted this to happen! Oh. No! No! Bigger than me. Ow! Don't kick my legs apart. What are you doing? I didn't think you were supposed to know what you're doing. Where are you putting your hand? No, no. Decisions for once. Oh, to have somebody do. Yeah, right there. Press your fingers right there. And I have to do everything myself. Have somebody else make me do things. I'll rewire your brain another time. Fuck it. Yeah. That's a good boy. Yeah. Yeah, you and me, come on your fingers. Yeah, Oh, fuck. Oh, I had almost forgotten what it was like to have a man's fingers inside of me instead of my own. If you can understand me, just let me get up on the medical table on all fours, okay? I'm gonna let you do what you want with me under one circumstance. You can hear me and understand me, can't you? Fuck, I'm smarter than I thought I was. Okay. You can do whatever you want to me. But I'm also going to play with you too and play with me. Okay. Go ahead. I'm gonna get up on the table now. Where's that electro wand? This little stimulation wand. Is a lot of fun. You need electricity to run. Because I'm smart and I can't have you running amok when I'm at work. So, this touching that part of you gives you that get up and go. And this touching this part of me makes me absolutely delirious with pleasure. Here, against my better judgment, I'm gonna give it to you. Because I am a bit unstable after all. Here. Now, why don't you glide it over my nipple? Go ahead. Give your master a little zap. Are you ready? Yeah. I'm gonna hold my legs up here. I want you to put that nice, glorious cock to use. Come on. Here. I'm gonna guide you inside me. Yeah. tails running up and down my wet little pussy. Go ahead. Push it inside of me. I want you to push it inside me. Playing God is so much fun. And you're such
lying down. We'll zap you again when it's time for round two.